There we go. There we go. Go get that DVD. There we go. Hey, mentally tough right here.
Coming from being a year out of football to being able to make the team and then being, you know, special teams and the situational guy, and then toward the end of the season I was starting, playing in a lot of different packages, and now this year continuing that. So it's a bit of an adjustment, but also I've done it before in my career, so it's kind of like just getting back into the swing of things. It's just experience, and it's whenever your number's called, there's times where, you know, I had big plays, times when Park had big plays, and, you know, depending upon who Coach Sutt is sending and where he's moving the pieces around, you know, that person can have a huge game. So it's just whenever your number's called, just be ready to show up.
Out, go, pick ball. There you go. Good job, CO. Ball. Ooh. Hey. He getting everything up there. Oh, go get it!
My role changes. There's times where I can be in the deep middle. There's times where I can be, you know, in the box like a linebacker. You'll see me and DJ working together. There's times where you'll see me rushing off the edge. So, you know, wherever Coach Sutton has me and whatever, you know, whichever piece I fit in that puzzle, you know, that's just where I'm going to end up. Like, you know, coaches going in and they draw up the X's and O's and different things like that. But when you have, you know, Hall of Fame coaches, it makes everything come to life. Because they have the experience, they have the football knowledge, the kind of football common sense. So, and then we can go out there and we can say, hey, this doesn't look right. And they'll be like, yeah, it doesn't look right, because this is how it's played, and on and on and on. So having that, it kind of takes it where you don't just, if you see it drawn up like this, you have to do exactly that. They're like, no. It's like this, but we're going to tweak it just a little bit.
The Raiders have a lot of big play capabilities out of the shotgun. McGloin, he fires it. It's intercepted. Picked off Eric Berry up the right side. 25-20, 15-10, 5, pick 6. City, the Chiefs go to the black hole again.
I mean, it's awesome. He's one of those players that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime type player. And he's one of those players who also has this sixth sense to where he can call out a play and it'll just happen.
Can you get that ball? Can you get that ball, Eli? Give me that ball, Eli. 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 Give me that ball.
I have no idea what he's looking at. I have no idea what he sees, but he knows what's coming. So when he calls something out, I've learned to trust him because, you know, 9 out of 10 times he's right. Right now, it's still early, but at the same time, the majority of guys have been in the system for a year. So now we kind of have more of an understanding. So now we can start, you know, kind of filling it out a little bit, knowing where, you know, DJ's going to be on this play, knowing where Houston's going to be on this play. So now we kind of have a little bit more of a feel, so we can play with a little bit more and try to create more of those big plays and big turnovers.
Here we go, JMJ. Here we go. DB. Yeah. Get out!
Communication is everything, and I think last year we kind of had some noticeable communication errors at times. So this year, everybody's doing their best to get on the same page. So we look at stuff, we talk about stuff. We don't just assume the other guy knows. We make sure that, you know, he's here, he's there, I'm going to be here. So, you know, it really is a family atmosphere. And then even if one person's having a rough day, the other person has to help him out. So we have to look out for one another. But it really is just, you know, pulling for each other and pulling together the unit so, you know, we can achieve our common goal.